What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right, thanks for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are continuing our tour of the city's best markets, and we are on the line with Jean Hodes. Jean, where are we heading today?
Hi, Erin. Well, I wanted to talk today about the Dag Hammarskjöld Green Market, which is really amazing. I went up to visit yesterday. It's open on Wednesdays year-round, and it's located at East 47th Street and 2nd Avenue, right at the gateway to the UN. And it's the plaza itself is named for the Secretary General of the UN, Dag Hammarskjöld. And it's just this really beautiful, special community space. It's very calm. It's right close to the East River. It's the whole block-long promenade is lined with benches. There are installations of sculpture by international artists. There are fountains. And on the south side of the park, there's the Katharine Hepburn Garden, which is the largest public garden on the east side of Manhattan. So this market was opened in the plaza in 2000, so it's been there for some time. And it's truly one of the hidden gems in our program. It's somewhat undiscovered, I think. And I remember about a year ago, I ran into the chef, Jeffrey Zakarian, and he was just raving about how this is his favorite market in the city. It's really calm. It has a terrific lineup of farmers. There's a really good variety of products available, and there's just space to move around. So you can feel the breeze coming off the river. People are waiting in line very calmly to buy produce, talking to their neighbors, and there's always a great mix of visitors and employees from the UN coming through.
Sounds lovely. Well, what kind of producers or products can we expect to find there?
Sure. So yesterday was nice and sunny and warm, I think, for the first time at that market this year. So Pam from Ronnybrook Dairy was there. She'd brought an ice cream for the first time the other day. And then Pura Vida Fishery was there. They were selling some sea trout that looked really good. Lonnie's Farm had Chinese leeks and green garlic, which is the first I've seen this season. And then they also had their terrific overwintered broccoli rabe. So that's what I made for dinner last night. And then Millport Dairy has pickled hot peppers and dilly beans. They make really good bread and butter pickles as well as cheese. And then right next to them is Hot Bread Kitchen, and they've got, they're at a number of our markets, but I thought that was particularly appropriate there outside the UN because they have international bread. So they've got Ethiopian injera, Mexican conchas, and Moroccan msemen. So all of these things I think you could just pick up and have a great sort of picnic lunch right there. And then a little farther up in the market, Samascot Orchard sells apples, donuts, and they also have jams and jellies from Best Farm Kitchen. And they were also selling some of their own tomato sauce. And then you can also pick up produce to take home. So I got really beautiful red leaf lettuce from Rexcroft Farm. And at this time of year, they've got an amazing selection of herbs and potted flowers. So people were asking the farmer all sorts of questions about what goes well inside, what needs a lot of sun, what you can do in the shade. So some of the herbs that I saw were French tarragon, Thai lemon, and Tuscan basil. They had Italian parsley and broadleaf thyme. And then as I was sort of pondering what I might be able to grow in my window boxes at my house, our market manager, Laura, came over, and she pointed to this herb that I hadn't seen before. So there are a bunch of farmers that are coming back really soon, so it expands. There are like three or four more people that will show up in the coming weeks. So look for SNSL Produce from the Black Dirt region, and Maxwell Farm comes back, Valley Shepherd Creamery comes back, and Tehrun Orchard. So it's a bustling place to hang out, have lunch, and do some people watching.
Nice. Well, you know, that would definitely be like a destination market for myself. Since I'm up in that area already, what else would you guys recommend checking out for folks who might be making a special trip to visit the market?
So I love to visit the Japan Society when I'm in that neighborhood, and they've got just beautiful exhibitions, really gorgeous like waterfalls and a garden. And you can also, you're right by the East River, so you can kind of walk along the river. And then the closest subway stop is Grand Central Station. So it's always nice to be at Grand Central and just look up at that mural on the ceiling and hang out and then walk over and visit the market.
No, that sounds awesome. Well, thanks for giving us the lowdown. That's definitely not a market that's been on my radar, so I'm excited to get up there and check it out. Always looking for an excuse to explore kind of new spaces in the city. Well, what else do you guys have going on over at Grow NYC event-wise or things that we should be looking at more generally at the markets?
Sure. So at Union Square this Saturday, they're going to do a duck tasting. So a couple weeks ago on the show, I talked about Quatro's Game Farm. So they're going to be featuring ducks from Quatro's on Saturday. So stop by the market info tent about 11 a.m., and you can taste the difference between pheasant, turkey, and duck eggs. And then coming up on April 17th, our director, Michael Hurwitz, is going to be speaking on a panel at the Cinema Village. They'll be showing American Meat, and so he makes a cameo in the film, but he'll be on a panel with Robert LaValva, Peter Hoffman, and Mike Yezzi. And then Farmer Appreciation Week/Month continues at markets around the city. So stop by your market info tent, and there might be cards you can sign and write to your farmers telling them that you really appreciate the work they do bringing food down to sell at market. And then at Union Square on April 20th, 11 Madison Park is going to do a book signing of their new book, I Heart New York. And I've been seeing promo about it all over Facebook. I've seen an advanced copy of the book. It looks really beautiful. So if you want to meet the authors and chefs, stop by the market then and get a copy signed.
Awesome. Well, Jean, thank you so much for taking some time out and giving us the update. For folks who want to learn more about what's happening at the markets or find out what's coming in or out at their local market, you can visit www.grownyc.org/ourmarkets for information on cooking demos, book signings, giveaways. Also follow them on their new Tumblr page. Find them on Twitter, Facebook, or whatever your preferred social media platform is. Most of all, make sure you're getting out there this spring and checking out all the great markets the city has to offer. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.